however, shall return.
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Clerk, number three. Item three, please.
A resolution by Supervisor Haas to modify the Milwaukee County fiscal note form to add a checkoff box as to whether an intergovernmental agreement requires the approval of an executive council per state statute 59.794 and related procedures.
Okay, I will pass the gavel to the vice chair. So this item would...
Excuse me, but I haven't recognized anybody yet. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good call, sir. With all due respect to the currently seated chair, this item is basically it's an after effect of Act 14, which has empowered the ICC to look at our intergovernmental agreements. Quite simply, it would add another set of checkboxes to any intergovernmental resolution that the county board considers. Asking, does this relate to an intergovernmental agreement? It is believed to require approval by the executive council pursuant to the law. It's pretty simple. According to the fiscal note, it will just add a tiny bit of staff time for the completion of this. And with that, I move approval.
Motion for approval. Any other discussion? Supervisor Romo-Weiss.
I have a very quick question for the chair of intergovernmental and the author. And that is, have we worked out with ICC a process for how this would work? So we'll check this off, but then do they, does this go to them first? Does it come to us first? If we move to approve something...
Thank you, Alexis. If we move to approve something here on the board floor and then it's sent to ICC, are they then able to vote it down? What exactly, I mean, how exactly does this fit into the grand scheme of things?
Supervisor Dmitrievich appears to have an answer.
Okay.
Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. That's all right. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think what you see here is that Act 14, when it comes to intergovernmental agreements, has created a large amount of confusion and chaos. And this is our attempt to begin to step in the direction of trying to untangle that. Mm-hmm. So I do support this. I thank the supervisor for putting it forward. And a lot of the questions you have, Supervisor, are currently unanswered. Mm-hmm. We're trying to work it out, you know, by having this checkbox, what it will allow is really the administration through the department heads to say to us, hey, we think this might be something that might have to go to Intergovernmental Cooperation Council. But then when it happens, if it comes first or after the board, if it gets amended, those are all still really a big gray area that was created due to the confusion of Act 14, and which I believe will be problematic. But we're trying to do the best we can with the cards that we've been dealt, and I think the checkbox will help a step in that direction, at least for some standardization. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Supervisor
Odies. No, I just wanted to state that, I mean, I guess if this helps get that process, but as a regular attendee of the ICC meetings, I can tell you that there is a great deal of confusion as to how this is supposed to work. Most recently, in regards to the contract for the dispatch, which the ICC had a great deal of interest in, and Milwaukee County had already had the ball rolling for about 18 months, and then we had to kind of slam on the brakes and backtrack and get people caught up. And to be honest, I don't know that there will be consensus in other things like the EMT contract. That's always very contentious at the ICC level, as election commission items and things like that. So I was just, again, very curious as to how this helps alleviate that process, because I can tell you, as the chairwoman has stated, it's a hot mess. So thank you.
I didn't have anything, Mr. Chairman.
Excuse me. Any other discussion? No. Sir, take a seat.
Scott Mansky, Comptroller for Milwaukee County. We've taken a look at this legislation, and my comment is that it appears the resolution gives us some flexibility with how we put the item onto our fiscal note. We have no problem adding the item to our fiscal note and making the changes for that. But based upon some of the confusion that is out there, we've talked with Corp Counsel. We've begun a discussion with the county clerk. It's kind of our feeling in some ways that we just don't want to send it to the ICC unless we have, you know, somewhat of a feeling that it should be a matter before them. So a department might mark it as being yes or uncertain, and they may have misunderstood the question. So what we're trying to do, and that's what we're trying to clear all of this, is have some type of a clearing process for that. But we have no problem putting this on there and making changes to the fiscal note form. I'm just telling you that we may not use the exact language, but we believe that the be it further resolved that says on line 48, be it further resolved that the office is requested to update the official by saying is requested to update. We'll put language very similar to this, but it might be just modified slightly. So that's all I'm telling you at the moment.
Thank you. Supervisor Cullen.
So it seems to me that the process would be that something wouldn't go to the ICC before we passed it, or are you thinking that they're thinking something different?
It's uncertain. I mean,
it's not written in the law. But
No. It's uncertain. My point would be is I don't want to send it to them unless we're pretty sure that they should get it. Otherwise, if they get the document and they think they should be looking at it, then they're going to look at it, and then we make a determination later that really they never should have looked at it. And so I'm not trying to stop up the process. I'm trying to understand it, and there's just confusion.
Just one further question. I don't know if you've done any sort of investigation. Do you know if an intergovernmental cooperation agreement between the county and the city of Milwaukee would be required to go to the ICC?
Yes.
Let's put it this way. There is confusion regarding that matter because of the fact that the way the legislation was written, and since the city of Milwaukee has portions of itself within two other counties, being Washington and Waukesha County.
What would you advise an employee of yours if there was such a checkbox to do, to check it or not?
I would probably have them mark at the present time uncertain.
Thank you.
Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Yeah, thank you, Supervisor Cullen, for bringing that up. I think that's really interesting because that came up in the debate of Act 14. So. And I think most people would be inclined to say yes, that it would automatically go to the ICC, but it's clear, as the comptroller pointed out, that City of Milwaukee is not completely within Milwaukee County. What I want to be clear about, though, is who and when makes the final decision that the, and that's I think people are bringing up, that the agreements would go to the ICC. I don't know, Mr. Comptroller, it doesn't sound like you think that's your role to be sending agreements prior to the board. So that's what I think. Again, this is the confusion. Is, okay, so under this situation, just because a box is checked doesn't mean it's an automatic referral to the ICC. And then again, you have the legislative process that we will decide here at this county board when we take something up and if it has gone before to the ICC or after. Again, this is the gray area. Does it go before? Does it go after? What if they change it? Does it come back to us? And those are all things that, quite frankly, we don't have answers to right now, but it's something to think about. And that's why this checkbox presents at least a step in the direction to try to untangle this web of important agreements. And I just want to point out, too, as Milwaukee County is trying to work to be more efficient and a better partner and work on service agreements, this is important. This is what the future holds. And look at the confusing mess that has been created now, which will surely add time to the process, another layer of government, more people looking at it. It'll totally stall the process. And I think it'll make it very difficult. And then there's the last item that Supervisor Collin brought up, which is what about agreements with the city of Milwaukee? In fact, we have a large one before us right now that's already been put out there, which is the Parks Patrol. So if you're using this thinking, and again, it's not my decision, then the whole Parks Patrol initiative would not go to the ICC if you use this logic, which we're all uncertain about. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. But I'll be supporting this resolution.
Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you. I'll support it as well, but I think the state of confusion that's been referred to here is further evidence that efforts to diminish the influence of representative government is a complex process. It's the editorial for today. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Mr. Mansky.
My comments are mainly related to that we take responsibility for the fiscal note form. We're willing to make the modifications to the fiscal note form. I would agree with the comments from the committee that there almost needs to be some type of a clearinghouse in order to determine whether the item moves forward to that. So my comments are more or less I agree with some of the committee comments that a determination needs to be made, but we'll try to put some information behind in a procedure that will indicate when we feel you should be marking yes, no, or uncertain, and that will change over time too as we become clearer regarding this issue.
Any other comments? Motion before the committee is to approve the resolution. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Haas.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Okay. Thank you very much. I hand the gavel back to Chairman Haas.
Thank you.